USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug makers Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday that after the completion of the Phase 3 trial of their coronavirus vaccine, it was found to be 95% effective without serious safety concerns observed. Pfizer says they will ask the Food and Drug Administration for an emergency use approval at the end of the week. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines should be ready to go by the end of the year.
By the end of December, we expect to have about 40 million doses of these two vaccines available for distribution.
That's good news coming on a grim day in the pandemic as the country passes 250,000 confirmed deaths from COVID. There was an average of 1,167 deaths from the disease per day last week. Another 77,000 Americans remain hospitalized with the disease. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The legal team for President Trump's campaign is continuing legal challenges this week, contesting issues with the presidential election in several states. While the outcome of these cases is still pending, many Republicans have been calling for investigations into a number of accusations of voting irregularities and fraud. Senator Mike Braun says it's in the nation's best interest to look into those claims. The Indiana Republican told reporters on Wednesday that it's important to go through all of the process.
You know, in terms of the evidence, I think it's going to be important that we take the time to make sure if it's out there, we find it. It goes back to what I said earlier, unless that's done thoroughly. And I think there are signs of it, whether it's going to be enough to make any difference in the outcome. That's what the process is about. And I think the president has the right to pursue it to the fullest extent.
The president's team is still waiting for decisions on cases in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is echoing the CDC's guidelines when it comes to celebrating Thanksgiving. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar spoke Wednesday about the coronavirus pandemic, talking up the very encouraging news about vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. The CDC recently sent out guidelines about how people should safely celebrate Thanksgiving, which Azar made a point of noting on Wednesday.
The safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving this year is at home with the people you live with and through virtual celebrations. Gathering indoors with people who aren't members of your household is a higher risk activity for spreading the virus. Please know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Because of the sacrifices Americans have made and the hard work that so many have done, we will have the chance to celebrate holidays much more safely with family and friends, not so far in the future.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In response to a wave of COVID infections, the National Football League has put all of its teams into its intensive protocol. Masks will be mandated at all times in team facilities, all meetings will be virtual or held in a large indoor space, and other measures will be implemented to keep players and staff from congregating in public areas. The league hopes to reduce both infections and cases of quarantine due to being a close contact of someone who had tested positive. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.